Well, say thanks to some of your fair Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary's Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, along with the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring.
Right,
Captains are going to the middle of the field here at St. Pius the Kent High School in Festus, Missouri. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat Pregame Show.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, Collision Repair Estimate and Detail Center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here in Festus, Missouri, getting ready for tonight's game. Fair Bobcats won the toss, and of course, Coach Billy Weber said, yeah, we want the football, and we are getting set for the kickoff here tonight. Well, thank you for joining us on the OMC Orthopedic Fair Bobcat pregame show. Number 22, Logan Jacobson, a junior. We'll kick it off here for the Lancers out of St. Pius High School. Fair Bobcats have three men back deep, and we are ready to go. 12 minutes on the clock. Our officials say, let's play football. Here we go. Fair Bobcat football is underway. As a angle kick is going toward the sideline, Bobcat's going to pick it up at the 30-yard line. Oh, and then drop it and have to jump back down on it. Oh, boy. Bobcat's almost with a disaster there. The deep man on the far side picked up the football, started to run with it, and then dropped it. But recovered it right about the 24-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will start at first and 10, the first drive of the night. Jace Haven heads out on the field in the Bobcat backfield. It will be, looks like, Jackson and Griffin Willison. Again, Thayer Bobcats playing tonight without Jordan Madden, without Landon Madden, and without Chris Cray. Bobcats wearing the green pants, the white jerseys trimmed in green and black. And for the Lancers, they're wearing the navy blue trimmed in gold. First and 10. Yeah, look like the old St. Louis Rams. That's right. Here's Haven. First snap of the night. Going to go to Willison. Willison trying to get to the outside. Gets to the corner. Oh, and going to get dropped all the way back at the 20-yard line. Good tackle up there by number 12. That is Cole Selleck, a senior. He caught Jackson Willison back at the 21-yard line. That'll be a loss of 2 yards on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and 12 coming here. Bobcats. A little bit undersized. This is a big team. When we looked at it when they came out on the field, we're like, golly, they're huge. And the Bobcats going to have their hands full trying to stop this defense. They play a 3-5, as Coach Bill Weber said. Here come the Bobcats on a foul ride against the Willison. Willison running right up the right tackle all the way out to the 30-yard line. That'll be a good gain on a second down and 12. And Willison will get it out. They mark him down to 29. That'll be a pickup of about 7 yards, makes it third down and 5. for the Thayer Bobcats. Chase Haven in the backfield. Landry pitch at one tight end. Wide outs are Jesse White and Lane Grimes. Grimes coming wide to the near side. Bobcats have double tight set here in the split backfield. Wilson and Willison. Haven running the option. Going to cut it up. Breaks the tackle at the line and dives ahead to about the 31, and that is it. Haven's going to pick up about two on the play, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced to punt on the first possession of the night. Fourth down and three for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Chase Haven going back to punt it for Thayer. And the Lancers will bring one man deep. A little bit of wind, not much. The flag is actually not moving at all, and I can feel a little bit of wind here up on top of the press box. So Haven, who was an All-State punter a year ago, he's back there, takes the snap, puts the foot into it. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it's fielded back at the 40-yard line and brought down immediately number 31, Austin McGrukin. What a dangerous catch there, but I give him credit for taking the football and the tackle. Made by the Thayer Bobcats at the 44-yard line. That's where the Lancers will have it. First down and 10. Excuse me, their quarterback is number 9, Colin Smith. He is a 6-foot, 160-pound junior. In the backfield will be Trace Jones, a big fullback weighing in at 175. And a pair of running backs, Nate Rubel and Michael Bollinger. They're in the wishbone formation now, double tight set. Quarterback Colin Smith gives it right up the middle to the fullback, and he will go for about a yard. Stopped in the middle. That is Trace Jones, number 16 on the carry. There wasn't much there, if anything at all. A couple of new players come onto the field now for the Lancers. Look like they bring the play in with their wideouts, four tight ends in this case, as they lined up in a double tight set. Well, they gave him forward progress all the way up to a 43-yard line.
Pretty good spot on that.
You think? Wow. Here they come in the wishbone again. Fullback is going to get it. No, they give it to the tailback, running up in the middle again. Breaks the tackle, dives ahead for what can be very close to a first down. That was Rubel, Nate Rubel, number 23, the junior. 6'3 junior, he dives ahead, and the official is going to take a look at it. It's going to bring up third down in inches for the Lancers. Running right at the middle of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Colin Smith brings his troops to the front. They're going to give it to Rubel again. Rubel trying to fight for the first down yardage. He's going to get it, but not by much. He'll pick up about a yard. They're going to mark him down right on the Bobcat 45-yard line. So a first down for the Lancers of St. Pius. Bobcats with a three and out here early. Lancers moving up to the 45-yard line of the Thayer Bobcat. Bobcat defense trying to stand tall in the middle. Chase Haven, by the way, getting a start tonight at safety. He was the All-State safety in Class 1, the AP All-State safety a year ago. Big Bobby Dale, the big dog, standing in the middle. That Bobcat defense on the meadows, also an AP All-Stater for the Thayer Bobcat defense as a junior. Again, full house backfield in the wishbone. And the give is going to go up the middle again. This time looks like Bollinger on the carry, number 24. And he's going to pick up about 3 yards before he's brought down by the Bobcat defense. Like mean Austin Green making the hit. Celebrating his birthday today, and a birthday bingo winner this morning. Mean Austin Green for the Thayer Bobcat defense, coming from his outside linebacker spot to making that tackle. There come the Lancers again on third down and 7. Colin Smith up under center, double tight set in the wishbone. They're going to roll it to the right side. This time Smith's looking to run. He cuts it up to the outside, gets hit at the line, and brought down right there. Good hit. Colin Smith. On the carry, we'll pick up about a yard, make a second down and 6 for the Lancers. I keep wanting to say out of Belleville East. I was growing up in Cahokia, the Belleville East Lancers. And they were the same colors.
Not too far from here.
Not too far, actually, as the crow flies. Third down and 6 for the Lancers. Their Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here. Lancers have the ball in Bobcat territory at the 41-yard line. Again, full house backfield in the bone. Double tight set. And we get a penalty flag down on the play. Looks like that'll back him up 5. Somebody must have moved early. It is against St. Pius. That'll back him up 5. Coach Billy Weber talked about this on a pregame show. He says, you know, for a while they looked really good, really sharp, and then they have a penalty. And he said they're really, because they are primarily a running football team, a lot of trouble overcoming those penalties.
Right.
And that's when you're a running football team, that's what happens. Penalties really hurt. But now it's third down and 10, which would be a passing formation or a passing down. See what they do here. They're going to come out again in the bone. Rubel, the big fullback, Right behind the quarterback, Colin Smith. He's rolling to his left, looking to throw. Sets his feet, strokes one out to the outside. That ball is incomplete. Great play by Lane Grimes to knock it away at the 35-yard line. The Fair Bobcat defense has held the Lancers on a third down and 10. And it looks like St. Pius will have to punt the football away. Pretty good throw, but great coverage by Lane Grimes out here, number 24 for the Fair Bobcats, who has really strung together about three or four really good football games.
He really has. He's playing really good football.
And Bobcats will drive deep to receive. Haven is back there with, looks like, Grimes. And, boy, they're going to punt it away. Didn't get very far out there. The ball again is pooch kicked over to the right side, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. There's the announcer say just barely got it off, and that's exactly right. Bear kept shooting up the gap. And the punter was only about 5 yards behind the center, so they didn't go real deep. Bobcats might have a chance at a punt block before this night's over. So 7:34 to go in the first quarter there. Bobcats will take over their second possession of the night. Chase Haven getting the play in from the sideline. We are just underway here. Of course, a lot of other games going on around the region. We'll check in on some scores from those a little bit later on. There with Jackson and Griffin Willison in the backfield. Split back set. Wide outs to either side. Haven rolling to his right. A little play action, looking to throw. Steps up in the box, and now he's trying to run for it and slips and falls down at the 26-yard line. They will give a sack on that play to the defense, but a loss of about a yard. And Jace Haven trying to make that cut at the 25. And slipped and started to fall before he got hit. And, boy, did he have a lot of room to run over that left side. It was a lot of green grass, or at least as much grass as there is out there.
Correct.
The field doesn't look real good, but, you know, when I walked down on the field, talked to the St. Pius coaches, it's actually in pretty good shape. So second down and 11 for the Thayer Bobcats. There, handoff inside Jackson Willison. Or Griffin Willison breaks the tackle. No, that's Jackson. He breaks the tackle. Gets all the way out to the 39-yard line. That'll be a first down. A 13-yard pickup for Jackson Willison, running a little counterplay over the left side. The Fair Bobcats with their first down of the night. Of course, that brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center and Orthopedic Clinic. Remember, as we go through the game tonight, Fair Bobcats will hopefully score a bunch of touchdowns, because $50 for every touchdown they score tonight goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Fair Dental Care, Dr. Patel and his gang over there. They've been doing that now for several years. Donate $50 for every touchdown. So far tonight, they're sitting on zero. There, Bobcats with a new set of downs. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat Clinic. Or the OMC Orthopedic Clinic. Here's Haven running the football. Oh, almost got that ball stripped out of there, but he falls ahead. We're picking up about 4 yards on the play. Chase Haven with a nice run. I believe that was designed for a little delay. A draw play, a quarterback draw, if you will. Haven picks up about 4 yards. Makes a second down and 6 here with 5:57 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats have yet to put the football in the air tonight. See what they do here. Wideout coming in the near side is Grimes. Jesse White to the far side. Split back. Tight ends on both sides. Haven up under center on a second down play. Hands it off to Willison up in the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's out across the 50, down to the 44-yard line and brought down. That's about a 12-yard pickup for Jackson Willison, number two of the Fair Bobcats. Jackson already putting together a good night.
About 30 yards so far for the night.
30 yards on 4 carries. That's pretty good. And the Bobcats with another first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They're down to the 45-yard line of the St. Pius Lancers. This time, Bobcats coming the offset I formation. Griffin Willison, the up back. Jackson's the D back. He gets it, running over the right side. Cuts it back to the inside, and gets down to about the 43 before he's brought down. A couple of yards on the pickup. Jackson Willison again on the play. Now, it may be a heavy dose of Jackson Willison here tonight at St. Pius High School.
He keeps that up. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it at all. Go to what brought you to the dance, right?
Absolutely.
4:53 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats are driving down to the St. Pius 43-yard line. Bobcat offensive line doing a nice job on this set. Bobcats in traditional split-back formation. Haven fakes it in the middle, throws it over the middle. Caught by Landry Pitts, and a first down down to the 26-yard line. Landry Pitts, Bobcats starting quarterback for the first 5 games of the year, now playing tight end, picks it up for a big gain. And Haven with his first pass attempt and his first completion of the night. That one goes for... it was about 15 yards?
I will say that.
Yeah, about 15 yards on the completion. And the Thayer Bobcats are down in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the St. Pius Lancers. First pass tonight, it was a beauty. The tight end down the seam, Statman Adam, will be happy to hear about telling. Yes, on the Bobcats here in a power eye formation. Haven up under center, double tight set. Bobcats give it to Jackson Willison, running up in the inside. Pass it back to the outside, down to the 21-yard line. Another 5-yard pickup. Bollinger makes the tackle for St. Pius. And the Fair Bobcats starting to eat up real estate in big chunks right now. Seems to be maybe wearing down St. Pius just a little bit. And, you know, you're playing an opponent you've never played before. And you don't know their tendencies, and it takes a little while to kind of get things going. Fair runs to the line with 20 seconds left on the play clock. Haven gives it to Jackson Willison. Ah, he gets hit in the backfield this time. He'll drive down back of the, at about the 20-yard line, be a pickup of only a yard on the play. Jackson Willison that time ran into a defender, number 57, making the play there. That was Xander Parsons, 6'6", 250 pounds. Big kid. He was in the Bobcat backfield before Willison could even get started. Third down and about 4 now for the Fair Bobcats. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Grimes is going wide far side. Jesse White wide to the near side. Haven in shotgun. He fakes a handoff, now gives it going the other way to Willison, trying to get to the corner. He cuts it up to the 15. He's down to the 10, makes contact, and gets down to the 6-yard line. Boy, he's run right through that tackle. Willison all the way down to the 16-yard line from the 20. That's a 6-yard line from the 20. That is a 16-yard pickup. And a big conversion. Another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Willison working on a 50-yard quarter here for the Fair Bobcats tonight. 2:49 to go. 6 yards to pay dirt for the Fair Bobcats and their first touchdown of the night. Power eye formation. Double tight. Haven up under center. Gives it to Willison. We're going to get a penalty flag down. And Bobcat fullback move just a little bit early. Illegal procedure. That'll back him up 5. And they are now the first and goal from the 11-yard line. That's a little bit of lean up there by the Bobcat fullback in that power eye formation. So Willison outrunning the defense on that last play. Boy, he ran right through that tackler about the 10-yard line. Finally went down at the 6. 11 yards to pay dirt here for the Fair Bobcats. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters like Steak and Shake in West Plains and Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck. Again, power eye for Thayer. They turn and pitch it to Willison, running over the right side. He cuts it to the outside. It's a swim race to the pylon. Willison can't get there. He's down at the 1. Willison got hit at about the 5. He managed to dive down to the 1-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard pickup. And the Thayer Bobcats now with a second and goal to go from the 1 on the back of Jackson Willison. Thayer has run 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 plays tonight, and 9 of them have gone to Willison. That's a load for the junior tailback, but he's a good one. He can handle it. Bobcats here in the T formation on a second down and goal. They give it to Willison. He dives into the end zone. Untouched. Touchdown. Later, Bobcats with 2:09 to play in the first quarter, taking an early lead here at St. Pius. Extra point to follow for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, Thayer with the touchdown. Well, they took all that ball at their own 21-yard line. 89-yard drive in about 10 plays. Nice drive. Fair Bobcats with the first touchdown of the night came with 2:09 to play here in the first quarter. Willison on the 1-yard dive. Extra point try here by the leg Willison. Kale Willison will attempt from the 10-yard line. Snap is back at the good one. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is right down the middle. Kale Willison hits the extra point. The Fair Bobcats lead it 7-0 with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back for the kick in 30 seconds on the E-Com Sports Network.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Fair Bobcats finish off an 89-yard touchdown drive with a 1-yard dive by Willison, Jackson Willison for the touchdown. The Fair Bobcats with 2:09 to go in the first quarter lead St. Pius by a score of 7-0. Pretty impressive drive right there, Statman Mike.
Well, for a running back, that's about as good of a first quarter as you could have.
55 yards already in the game for Jackson
Willison. And a touchdown.
That's a game for a lot of guys.
Not a bad night so far.
That's a game for a lot of guys. Fair Bobcats set to kick it off here. First time we see the receiving team for the St. Pius Lancers. Cale Willison keys it up at the 40-yard line. Fair Bobcats, I'll be pumped up after that drive. That was impressive. Derek Willison gets put into it. High kick. That deep man comes up to the 20 to field it to 25. Trying to get to the outside. Going to be hit and dropped at about the 35-yard line. That was number five, James, or excuse me, number five, Owen Moss on the reception and the kickoff return. They gave him the ball. Well, they gave him a spot all the way out to 20 or 37. I didn't think he even got close to that. Wow. All right, here we go. St. Pius with it here. First down from their own 37-yard line.
37-yard line.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. Last time they had it, they got a first down, but the Bobcats got a big stop forced from the punt. And again, wishbone offense, double tight set for St. Pius. Bobcats jump in the neutral zone. Oh, that'll be 5 yards. And jumping into the neutral zone with the Bobcat defensive line, number 20. Jumping in the line, that is Peyton Mills, I believe.
So that'll bring us 5 yards. So
yeah, Peyton Mills jumped into the neutral zone.
It'll
be first and five now for the Lancers of St. Pius. They have not thrown, well, they threw the ball once. Bobcats knocked it down. Quarterback is 0-for-1. They've got here on a first down of five at their own 42. Gets to the fullback up in the middle. He's going to be hit. And it'll pick up about 2 yards on the play. Rubel, the fullback, going for just a couple on a first down and five. Bring up second down and three here for St. Pius. Fair Bobcat defense was really good on the last possession by St. Pius. And started out pretty good here, aside for the 5 yard penalty. Down to a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. St. Pius with the ball at their own 43 and a half yard line. Need 3 yards for a first down. They've got three receivers, two on the far side, one on the near side. High backfield, room on the fullback, quarterback Smith, straight back looking to throw. Now hands it off, and a first down, maybe. Bollinger on the draw play gets it all the way up to the 48-yard line, and a first down on about a 6 yard pickup for Bollinger. Bollinger, number 24, picking up the first down there. I thought the Bobcats had him back at the right before the stick, but he managed to fall ahead and pick up the first down. All out to the 49-yard line. The Lancers come to center this time of the wishbone. Double tight end set. Quarterback Collins Smith back to throw. Gets some pressure back there. Gets it off, and the pass is caught. Oh, my. No, they call it incomplete. They call it incomplete down the 30-yard line. I don't know. Bobcats might have got a break right there. Might have got a break right there. Number 8 for the Lancers, the St. Pius Lancers, Axel Creed. What a great name. Axel Creed made an outstanding play on that ball down the 30-yard line. The officials came right up immediately and called it incomplete. Wow. I thought that looked like a catch.
From here it did. Yes, it did.
Second down and 10 for the Lancers. After the incompletion, so Colin Smith now 0-for-2. Both passes have been intended for Axel, what's his name, Axel Creed. Axel Creed, number 8, this time rolling to the right. We're going to get this one blown dead. We're going to get penalty flag against the offense here. No, we got a timeout call. Timeout on the play. Timeout called here by St. Pius with a minute 2 to go in the first quarter. Fair Bobcats lead it 7-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the ECOM Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
That'd be great.
And we're back here at St. Pius High School in Festus, Missouri, where we've got a minute two to go in the first quarter. Bayer Bobcats lead St. Pius by a score of 7-0. An 89-yard touchdown drive that was capped off on a 1-yard touchdown dive by Jackson Willison. Now it is a ball at the 49-yard line for the Lancers of St. Pius. They've got it second down and 10. Second down and 10. Was still think that kid caught that ball. Anyway, second down and 10. Colin Smith in shotgun here. Receivers all over the field. Smith rolling to his left. Now turns, fires this one deep down the field. That ball is incomplete. Good defensive play down there again by Lane Grimes on the coverage. Bobcats are playing man-to-man back there deep. That time Grimes was there to knock it away. And the pass is incomplete. Now Colin Smith 0-for-3 for the Lancers. Got away from a little bit of pressure that time. He had to let that thing go maybe a little bit before he wanted to. It is third down and 10 now. And boy, I tell you, St. Pius, they bring a lot of kids in and out. Seems like on every play, two or three kids come in, two or three go out. Even fresh legs out there all the time. And they obviously send the play in with a tight end slash wide receiver. They've got two of those going to the wide to the far side. One of them is one of the running backs. I formation here. On a third down and 10, they pitch the ball. And a halfback pass is coming here. Ball is thrown down the field. It is caught all the way down at the 27-yard line. A halfback pass, and the Bobcats got burned. Bobcats get burned by the halfback pass. It'll go for about 25 yards in the first down for the Lancers of St. Pius. The Bobcats, I thought they had the play covered, but the defender turned his back and the receiver made a nice catch down at the 27-yard line. Had to go to the ground to bring it in. First and 10, new set of downs now for St. Pius. Inside the red zone of the Fayette Bobcats, down at the 27. Colin Smith, oh, we get a penalty flag down. Bobcats have jumped off sides again.
Adam twice.
Second time they've done that. They've jumped into the neutral zone. And it'll be an encroachment call on the Fayette Bobcats. That'll move it 5 yards up the field to the 22-yard line now. First and 10 for St. Pius. Trying to answer the Fayette Bobcat touchdown drive with a drive of their own. That was a pretty play on that halfback pass. And it, they didn't hide it. They telegraphed it. Here they come on the wishbone to give it to the halfback Bollinger. I'm sorry, is that Rubel?
That was Rubel.
That was Rubel, number 16. Hi, Rubel. We'll pick up.
Nope.
Oh, number 23. Yeah, number 23, that is, Rubel. Yeah, Rubel on the play. He'll pick up a couple. They get third down and three, or second down and three for St. Pius. Mean Austin Green came all the way from the far side of the field to make that play. Wishbone again, double tight set. Colin Smith rolling to the outside, gets some pressure in the backfield. He gets hit once, now lets it fly, and this ball is going to be caught down at the 10-yard line. Ball carrier brought down immediately, or the receiver brought down immediately at the 9.5-yard line. What a play by Colin Smith. Bobcats had him in the backfield, number 8 back there. Was Caden Tom was draped all over him. He turned and fired that thing down the field, and the pass was caught. I think it was number 8 again. Axel Creed making the reception. And now we're going to get to the end of the first quarter. End of the first quarter, Fayette Bobcats lead St. Pius 7-0. St. Pius is threatening all the way down to the Fayette Bobcat 9-yard line. We'll have the second quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. No, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Actually, the end of the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats with an early lead here, 7-0. But the Lancers of St. Pius the 10th are threatening. They've got a first and goal to go down at the Thayer 9-yard line after a beautiful play by Colin Smith, the quarterback. I mean, he threw a strike down to the receiver at the 9-yard line. After getting all kinds of pressure in the backfield, Caden Combe was there, draped all over him, and he managed to turn and fire that ball down anyway. Kid, a good quarterback, good athlete, just a junior for St. Pius. 12 minutes on the clock. The officials now say we are ready for play. I want to say thanks again to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, and active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer. Wishbone here for St. Pius. They get the ball up in the middle of the Bollinger, spins off a tackle at the 5, getting down to about the 4-yard line. That's where we'll stop it right there. They stop the play. Bollinger picks up just, kicks about 5. He gets it down inside the 5-yard line to the 4. So it'll be second down and goal to go for St. Pius. Just underway here in the second quarter. A beautiful night in Festus, Missouri. And we are out in the elements, son.
Yes, we are.
I'm glad we are. It's nice out here.
The only complaint I would have with the concession stand grill is right underneath us. So.
Those hamburgers smell good.
I'm telling you.
Here they come in the I formation. St. Pius. Smith gives it to number 23. That's Bollinger. And he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Bollinger over the left side powers it down into the end zone. I'm sorry, that was 23 Rubel. Number 23 Rubel on the 4-yard touchdown run for the Lancers of St. Pius. And they are now an extra point away from tying this game. They're going to go for two or are they going to kick?
They're going to kick.
Number 32. Looks like he is going to do the kicking, Connor Harden. And now we get the official.
32 or 22? I think that's
22. 22. Maybe it's 22. Yeah, Logan Jacobson. He's listed as a kicker. So 22. Jacobson on to try and tie this game with 11:15 to go in the first half. Jacobson lines it up. Takes a snap, ball is up, it is good. Right down middle. And we've got a tie ball game, 11:15 to go in the first quarter. That was an impressive drive by the Lancers of St. Pius. Again, Thayer and St. Pius the 10th, tied at 7. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
They've got 11:15 to go in the first half, and the Thayer Bobcats and the St. Pius Lancers are tied at 7. Impressive drive by the Lancers there. And their quarterback, Colin Smith, giving the credit on that drive. He escaped a couple of rushes of the Bobcats for hanging all over him. He managed to get the ball away and completed it to a receiver. So 11:15 to go. 7-7, our score. And Bobcats with three back deep to receive the kick here. Jacobson, who just hits the extra point to tie the game, comes to the 40-yard line, puts a foot into it. Last time he kind of squid kicked it. This time kicks it deep. Chase Havens got it at the 5-yard line. Havens out to the 10, to the 15, looking for some room to run. Cuts it to the out, back to the inside. He's to the corner. He's got a block. Oh, and he finally gets brought down to the 40-yard line. A 35-yard return on the kick by Chase Haven, and he was just about one play away from taking that one to the house.
If he could have got past one more defender, we would not have a tie game any longer.
That's exactly right. They mark him down to 39-yard line to a 34-yard return for Chase Haven. And Bobcats come out with a first down and 10. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat, or the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. I'll get it out here in a second. First and 10 Thayer. They come out here in the T formation. Haven with Grimes, Willison, and Willison in the backfield. Double side in set. They turn, pitch it to Willison. Willison going over the left side, breaks one tackle. That is Griffin Willison out to the 41-yard line. That'll be a 7-yard pickup on first down by Griffin Willison, number 22. His first carry of the night goes for 7 yards. Bobcats have been riding in the back of Jackson Willison tonight. Jackson with 55 yards rushing in that first quarter and a touchdown. Second down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats here. Again, in the T formation, double side set. Haven under center pitches it to Griffin Willison. He breaks the tackle. Oh, nice cut. Stands away. That's Jackson. He's out to the 35, breaks another tackle, and he's all the way down to the 39-yard line. Jackson Willison, what a run. That one goes for 15 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he was bobbing and weaving. Now, I've kind of likened Jackson before to Barry Sanders. If you're, you know, Detroit Lions All-Pro, Hall of Fame running back. That's kind of what Jackson Willison reminds me of when he runs the football.
That's pretty high praise.
Well, that's what he runs on. I mean, he spins away, he cuts, he weaves, and he bobs. First down for the Bobcats, brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic. Haven's going to keep it on the option, running to the left side. Gets off a blocker all the way down to the 34-yard line. A good hard five-yard run by Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. Good to see Jace looking to carry the football a little bit. I thought he kind of shied away from running with the ball a little bit last week. Of course, just coming off the broken shoulder, or the broken clavicle. It was surgically repaired, and that time, you know, looked like he wanted to run the football. Looked like he wanted to get up there and mix it up. Second down and five, but they're about to get offense. Three, four wideouts on the field. Haven straight back looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws this one deep. His man's wide open. Has it caught at the four-yard line. Landry Pitts from the four. That is a 35-yard completion on the tight end down the seam. Landry Pitts makes the catch at the four-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats with 9:27 to play. This one is shaping up to be a shootout here tonight at St. Pius. Father Dalton Stadium, they call it here. I remembered the name because I followed the movie Roadhouse.
Exactly.
And Dalton is how I'm making that connection. Patrick Swayze.
I like
it. All right. Here we go. Bobcats on a first and goal to go. They're going to give it to Jackson Willison running over the right side. He gets down to about the one-yard line, three-yard pickup on the play. Laying up a second down and goal to go. Thayer deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Lancers. And just about a yard away from another touchdown, their second of the night. Still a little work to do here on a second down and goal to go play. 8:40 to play in the first half. Here comes the Bobcat offensive line. They sprint the line of scrimmage. They're ready to go. Bobcats in a power eye formation. Willison is the deep man. They give it to him. He bobs and weaves his way down to about the goal line. Oh, they give him a touchdown. Willison is into the end zone for the touchdown with 8:26 to go. In the first half, Thayer Bobcats have taken a 13-7 lead over the St. Pius Lancers here on this football Friday night in the Ozarks. That one coming with 8:26 for the Bobcats. Quick to answer the touchdown by the Lancers. They score with 11:15 to go. Bobcats come right back with 11:36. Biggest chunk of that came on a 34-yard bomb to Landry Pitts. Willison with a touchdown, his second of the night. And here comes Kale Willison on to attempt the extra point. First one was right down the middle. He kicks this one in the same place. One of those people sitting back there is going to catch it. All is up. It is good. And went over the head of the people. And there we go. Hey, Bobcats have taken a 7-point lead. It is 14-7 with 8:26 to go in the first half. We'll be back to St. Pius High School in Festus with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, 8:26 to go here in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats have just scored again to take a 14-7 lead over the St. Pius Lancers. And already 50 yards passing for Jace Haven. 2 for 2 for 50 yards. Of course, Landry Pitts, both of them on the tight end down the seam. And Jackson Willison already 74 yards rushing in the game and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he had a couple last week too, didn't he?
Yes, no, Haven, yeah, he did. Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. Here we go. Bobcats to kick it off. Last time the Lancers had it, they marched it right down the field and scored. Aaron Willison puts foot into it, and we take him out one of the up men. And about the 16-yard line after the 20, looking for some room to run. Cuts it back out. Oh, gets hammered down at the 31-yard line. It hit again below the Thayer Bobcats. I tell you, this kickoff cover team for the Thayer Bobcats, they will hit you. Number 27 that time, making a big pop for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Cale Crawford. Cale Crawford with a big pop on that play. And got to official talking to the Bobcat coaches about something over here. I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, it'll be first and 10 for the Lancers of St. Pius High School at their own 32-yard line. Probably Thayer Bobcats with $100 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital tonight. Two touchdowns, and Thayer Dental Care will donate $100, or $50, I'm sorry, for each touchdown Bobcats score tonight. St. Pius comes out here again in the Y formation, or the wishbone, if you will, double tight end set. They're going to run it to the left. Quarterback keeping it on the option. Makes a pitch. Got it back there to Rubel. Rubel going to be hit and drops it about the 31. It'll be a loss of about a yard on the play. And Bobcats all over the quarterback back there, too. Jackson Willison said, "Hi, Colin Smith. I'm going to tackle you." And he did. But it was, again, Bollinger on the carry. Well, actually lost about a yard and a half on that play. Second down and 11 for the St. Pius Lancer. Bobcat defense needing a stop here. Needing a stop right here for the Bobcats to get the ball back. Again, Y formation. Tight ends on both the ends. And Colin Smith rolling to the outside to his right, looking to throw. Sets this one up. Heaves it down the field. This ball is intercepted at the 40-yard line by Jace Haven. Haven with the interception down at the 40-yard line. And the All-Stater doing what All-Staters do. He had 7 interceptions a year ago. This is his first one this year. But this is his first night to play safety this year. So Haven gets back there. The All-State safety makes the play. Thayer Bobcats take it over at their own 40-yard line. 7:34 to go in this first half. Bobcat offense looked awfully sharp on that last drive. And even the drive before, they went 81 yards for that first touchdown. And they come out here in a split backfield. Willison and Willison back there for the Bobcats. Lane Grimes wide to the far side. Bobcats with a double tight set. Haven up under center. Running a little option right. A little play action. He makes a fake. Now throws the ball to the outside. Caught by Landry Pitts at 49-yard line. It'll be a 9-yard pickup. A diving catch by the junior. Landry Pitts down immediately at the 49-yard line. So Haven now 3 for 3. And, 59 yards. All three completions to Landry. Second down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to get right across the 50 for a first and 10. Clock is running with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Don't forget our Thayer Pizza and halftime report coming up. Mike Robertson, back at the Econ Sports Desk, will have scores from other games around the region. Bobcats come here in a split back formation. Haven up under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off in the middle to Willison. Willison's got some room. He's to the 45, to the 40. He's to the 35. It's the 30. It's the foot race. To the 10, to the 5. Oh, and tripped up and out of bounds at the 3-yard line. That's a good defensive play, but you know what? That is still a 48-yard run. We've got a penalty flag back at the 40-yard line. Penalty flag back at the 40-yard line, and that may be an illegal block. One of the coaches for St. Pius, matter of fact, two of the coaches, are out on the field right now. This penalty, this play's coming back. Wow. Tough break there for Willison as he went 48 yards down to the 3-yard line. This one is coming back. It'll be holding against the Thayer Bobcats, and that'll back it up 10. Instead of first and goal at the 3, they're going to have it a second down and 2nd and 10. Second down and 10 from their own 40. That's a lot of yardage right there. You know, if you're in the NFL, that would be a 55-yard penalty. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, it worked that time. As Coach Meek could say, it all worked this time. The legend, the Hall of Famer down on the Bobcats sideline, of course, with the Hall of Fame head coach, Billy Weber, Coach Metcalf, and Coach Pitt up here in the crow's nest with us. Here comes the Bobcats, handed off to the middle, ball going to Griffin Willison. He's going to get all the way out to the 48-yard line. Griffin weaves his way for about 8 yards. Was that Griffin or no? That was Jackson again. Jackson with 8 yards on the pickup. They get a third down and doable, third down and 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Thayer would like to get another touchdown here, go up by 2. 2 touchdowns, that is. Remember, the Lancers will get the ball to start the second half. Bobcats in a full house backfield here. Power T formation on third down and 2. Haven turn gives it to Willison. Willison runs over the left. That is Griffin. He's got the first down and more. He's down inside the 45 to about the 42-yard line. Jackson Willison with a 10-yard pickup on a third down and 2. A good run by Griffin Willison that time. and the Fair Bobcats with another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Fair Bobcats back in the huddle with 5:40 to go. Hit the play in from the sideline. Chase Haven looks it over, shakes his head, says, "All right, coach, that's what we'll do." Fair leading 14-7, first and 10, Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Fair breaks the huddle with 10 seconds to go on the play clock. They've got Jesse White wide to the far side, Grimes wide to the near side, split backs. They take a handoff. And, oh, Haven's going to get some pressure now. He gets hit in the backfield, going to get sacked all the way back at the 48-yard line. Haven had no time whatsoever that time. He turned to look outfield, and, I mean, he had to start bobbing and weaving with the defenders all over him, and he sacked all the way back at the 48-yard line. That'll be a loss of about 5 yards on the play for the Fair Bobcat quarterback, Jace Haven.
So that'll bring up
15
for your
Bobcats here with a second down and about 15. Really looks like to be about 16. They've got to get it all the way down to the 32.5-yard line for a first down here. 4:36 to go in this first half. Fair Bobcats lead, if you've joined us late, 14-7. For the touchdown in the first quarter, another one here in the second. Haven and shotgun this time, straight back looking to throw. Now steps up in the pocket, throws this one over the middle, pass is caught at the 40. That is Grimes who makes the catch and gets tackled immediately, but it's going to be a 10-yard pickup and bring up a third down and about 5 yards to go. Lane Grimes on the play.
Oh, that'll bring up third down.
And Bobcats making a substitution here. Jackson Willison coming off the field and number 20 checking in for him for the Fair Bobcats. That is Peyton Mills. So Peyton Mills into the game at running back. Jackson Willison coming to the sideline. He just needs a little breather. They have been running him and running him, and he just needs a little breather here. Bobcats on the third down and 5. Haven rolling to his right, looking to throw. He's going to tuck it and run for the first down. He's going to get to the 45 or 35, 30. Steps out of bounds at the 29-yard line. We're going to get a penalty flag down. Downfield to hold the phone. We got a Lancer down at the 20-yard line. I think that one of the Fair Bobcat blockers, one of the receivers blocked him. And I don't know what the penalty exactly would be, but we're going to find out here. Got a Lancer down at the 20-yard line. And both teams are, well, Fair Bobcats taking a knee out there, and the official is trying to sort this thing out. They're going to bring both teams off to the sideline. So while they sort this out and they tend to the injured player, let's check in with Mike Robertson if we can. Mike, well, we got just a second here. Any scores on other games around our area?
Yeah, Mike, we've got the West Plains Zizzers leading Waynesville 14-6. Liberty and Salem, Missouri tied at 8. Mountain Grove leads Houston 7-0. Mountain Home trailing trailing Benton at last report, the score, and I've lost that now. 14-0, Benton leading that one.
All right, thank you, Mike. Of course, we'll have more scores and more for you at halftime, the Fair PCN halftime report. The officials, I haven't seen anything yet from the officials on what the penalty is going to be here. They did get the injured player off the field. I didn't get a chance to see who that was. And the officials are just kind of looking at this thing.
Maybe. Number 13, I believe.
Possibly number 13.
23. Couldn't tell from here.
And maybe Rubel, number 23. They're going to mark this penalty off on the Fair Bobcats. They're going to call a hold. That's going to take the ball all the way back to the 46-yard line. So a holding penalty apparently here on the Fair Bobcats. And instead of a first down down at the 28, Fair is going to have it on a third down and 14. Well, actually, there will be a third down and 10. Uh-oh. They started to move the chains, and now the other official says, no, not going to move the chains.
Confusion there.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion. I thought maybe they should have moved the chains. But no. So it'll be third down and 14 for the Fair Bobcats. They're at the St. Pius 46-yard line. First or third down and 14 for Thayer. Haven's in shotgun. He's got Willison back to protect. Bobcats with two receivers on the far side. Lane Grimes, long receiver on the near side. He got a man in the slot. There goes Willison. Or Peyton Mills across the front of the formation in motion. Haven looking to throw. Throws his ball complete to Landry Pitts at the 30. He's down on the 27-yard line. And a first down for the Fair Bobcats on a 22-yard completion. That's about a 22-yard completion for the Thayer Bobcats all the way down to the 27-yard line, and now this one's coming back.
And we got a flag down.
We got a penalty flag down again. This one in the backfield. There's going to be another penalty here against the Thayer Bobcats. This one all the way back in the 49-yard line. They're going to mark off 10 yards against the Thayer Bobcats and another holding call. I think they've had more holding calls on this possession than we've had the last three ballgames. But now it is third down and about an acre and a half. 10, 20, about 30 yards to go. Third and, well, the ball is at the 39. They've got to get down to the other 32. So that is, what, 31 yards? 10, 20, yeah, about 31 yards for the first down here. On the third down, Haven, back to looking to throw. Get some pressure, throw this one down the far sideline. Just off the fingertips of Jackson Willison. Incomplete, and the Bobcats are going to have to punt here. And that ball's thrown a foot shorter. Willison takes it to the house. He rolled out of the backfield and was wide open. And Haven just missed the connection on the throw. So Thayer set the punt it away with 3:02 to go in the first half, leading 14-7. I mean, just a little bit short on that pass play. Fourth and 31. Thayer set the punt. Jace Haven, the punter, takes the snap, steps into it. A line drive taken by St. Pius at the 30 up to 35. Ball carried up to the 45 and 50 before. No, he's not brought down yet. Now he will be. A gang of Bobcat tacklers are going to bring him down at about the 30 or 47-yard line. Number 31 on the carry, Austin McGrukin. From McGookin. On the play down to the Bobcat 47, so it'll be a short field for St. Pius here with 2:48 to go and an opportunity to tie this game before we get to the intermission. Well, St. Pius Lancers with an opportunity to tie it up here before we take the halftime break, 2:48 to go.
And they get the kickoff, Ed.
And they will receive the kick to start the second half. Bobcats offensively kind of sputtering here tonight. The holding calls have really hurt. Two on that drive after long completions and with one after a 31-yard run.
All right.
First and 10 Lancers. They got a man going in motion. We got a whistle that's going to be blown dead. And we're going to get a illegal procedure called on St. Pius. So movement up front for the Lancers, and that'll help the Bobcat cause. That'll move the ball back down under the St. Pius side of the field at the 49. It'll be first and 15 to go for St. Pius with 2:48 to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats trying to figure this thing out here. They lead it 14-7. But again, that last possession was a disaster for the Thayer offense. St. Pius got wideouts all over the field. They got a man going in motion. Here's the quarterback going to give it to the motion man, trying to get to the outside. He'll hit it the line and drop. No gain on the play that time for number 30, Kyle Smith. No gain on the play, and the big dog, Bobby Dale, making a tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Good job by the Bobcat. No tackle. Actually, he's not playing the nose right now, playing the right guard for the right tackle on defense. And big Bobby Dale, he stood his ground, stayed home, and made the play on a little misdirection.
It was a lot of fun to watch him play football.
Yes, he did. Second down of 15, go for St. Pius. Colin Smith, quarterback, takes the snap, rolling to his left, looking to throw this football. Now he's going to check it under and run. He's got about five, going to get about 10 yards all the way down to the Bobcat 41. Colin Smith, buying some time, and finally decided to run with the ball, and he gets it up to about the 41-yard line. Down to 2:04 to play in the first half. You know, their kicker on the extra point, he kicked that ball a long ways. And, of course, the Catholic schools, sometimes they have soccer teams, and they do here at St. Pius. A lot of times those soccer kids play a lot of football, and they can kick the ball.
Looking at their field, right?
I would not be surprised if they come down to it or attempt a long field goal. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Colin Smith, the quarterback, and shotgun. This time rolling to his right, gets some pressure, runs it right up the middle, takes a nice move to get away from the tackler, and gets it down to the 34-yard line. And that'll be a first down on an 8-yard run by Colin Smith, the quarterback on a draw play. And a pretty run by Colin Smith. Bobcats making some substitutions here. They're going to get Griffin Willison back in the ball game to play on the defensive line. And Big Bobby Dale going back to the nose. That play went right at the nose of the Bobcat defense, and Bobby Dale wasn't there. Here we go. Minute 39 to go in the first half. A new set of downs at the Bobcat 34-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats had a shot at him, couldn't make the tackle. He bounces off another tackle and gets down to the 30-yard line. That's a hard 4-yard run for the quarterback of the St. Pius Lancers. I mean, he laid his shoulder into a tackler, ran right through him over there, and gets the ball. About a 3-yard pickup, they call it. 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 here for St. Pius with a minute 8, and the clock is running. There, Bobcat defense trying to keep them out of the end zone on this play. Second down and 7. Bobcat coaches, an encouragement to the defense here. Colin Smith again in shotgun formation. Got somebody to protect on his right hip. Second down and 7. 45 seconds. Now, penalty flag comes down, and I believe the play clock ran out. It's going to be a delay of game. A delay of game going to be called on the St. Pius Panthers. That'll back them up 5.
Not what you want if you're St. Pius.
Now, the only thing might be that it does stop the clock.
True.
And just a 5-yard penalty, and they're probably going to throw the ball deep here anyway with about 45 seconds to go. Bobcats, back on the defensive end, little man-to-man coverage. They've got 3 receivers to their side. Smith looking right. Now turning back to the left. He's going to have to tuck it and run again. Now he puts it in the air, and the ball is incomplete, almost intercepted. No, was it intercepted? No, the official says it is incomplete. That was Austin Green down there. The linebacker on coverage, he almost made a miraculous catch for an interception, but the official came running in and said, no, ball hit the ground. Well, St. Pius will have it here on a third down and 12. From the Thayer 35-yard line, we're down to 37 seconds to go. Thayer could conceivably get this ball back. Bobcats have not used the timeout. But they could get a stop right here and another one on quick plays or even incomplete passes. They could get the ball back here with 20-something seconds to go. Colin Smith, straight back, looking to throw again out of the shotgun. Stepped up in the pocket. He just went high in the air. This ball's going to be intercepted. Well, it's going to be knocked away anyway down the 10-yard line. Chase Haven and Jesse White down there on the play defensively for Thayer. There was no chance for the receiver to make that reception, and he actually now goes to the official and says, they're pushing me. And the official just ignored him and walked on. 30 seconds to play. It is fourth down and 12 for St. Pius at the Thayer Bobcat 35-yard line. So what looked like might be a game-tying drive has kind of fizzled out here for St. Pius. Quarterback going to line up under center in an I formation on a fourth down and 12. Rolling to his right, it's Colin Smith. Gets some pressure. Bobcats hit him. He throws it anyway, and this one is intercepted by Haven. Haven gets it back to the 25. Fight off a tackler and across the 27 to about the 27-and-a-half. Jace Haven with his second interception of the night. And with 20 seconds to go, Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back, leading 14-7. So the Bobcats defense bends a little, but it doesn't break on that drive. And Thayer got the ball back with 20 seconds to go. Do you go to the locker room happy with a 14-7 lead? I think with 20 seconds left, I'd go for a deep one here. Of course, Coach Billy Weber, he likes to do that. I look at that. The tight end's been open down the seam all night long.
That's true. They have.
He's been open down the seam all night long. That is Landry Pitts. Bobcats come out here in the split backfield. Haven back looking to throw. Quick out. He is incomplete. Pass intended for number 8 out there for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Caden Com. And Com couldn't get a hand on it. Defender was there. And Com couldn't get around him to get to the football. So with 17 seconds to go, Bobcats have it on a second down and 10. By the way, that first down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center, it's Orthopedic Clinic. Off the 28-yard line. And you might come, and now Lane Grimes coming out of the game for Thayer. I think he says he's got an issue with his helmet. We've seen that a couple times this year for Grimes with his helmet. But he puts that helmet on a lot of people.
He does.
He likes to put that helmet on too. And Thayer now will break the huddle. 17 seconds to go on the play clock. Haven going to be up under center. Split backs. Double wide set. Tight end on the far side. Haven, a little play action fake. Rolling to his right. Look at down the field, still rolling to his right. Now throws this one over the middle. Incomplete, intended for Landry Pitts out around the 45. And it's just a little too tall. Pass goal is incomplete. And with 10 seconds to play, Bear Bobcats will have it on a third down and 10. I think here you just got to go for the home run. 10 seconds to play on a third down. If you don't complete it, well, you punt it away and time runs out. And now Lane Grimes trying to get back on the field here for this play. 14-7, Thayer leads it by a touchdown.
Looks like he had a little bit of a cut on it.
A little bit of a cut.
Took care of that real quick.
Here come the Bobcats. Come wide to the near side. And you got a man wide to the far side. Bobcats coming out here in the wing tee. They're going to throw it deep. Pass is included for Grimes and just incomplete at the 38-yard line. And Wayne wanted the offensive pass or defensive pass interference. He might have a good case for that one. A lot of contact out there on the play, and Thayer's going to have to punt the ball away here with 4.9 seconds to go in this first half. Wayne got the ball was thrown, well, first off, thrown to the wrong side. He tried to turn. When he did, he made a lot of contact with the defender, and the officials, I guess, deemed that as
just football.
Right, here's Haven to punt it, puts foot into it, high kick, and St. Pius with nobody back deep, and that will end the ballgame. 14-7 our score. Thayer Bobcats lead St. Pius at the half. Again, 14-7 is your halftime score. Get ready, folks, for the Thayer PCN halftime report. We're at St. Pius High School in Festus, Missouri. And again, our halftime score, 14-7. Thayer Bobcats lead the St. Pius Lancers. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with your Thayer PCN halftime show in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here at the St. Pius High School, St. Pius the 10th, here at Dalton Field, or Dalton Stadium, where the Thayer Bobcats and the St. Pius the 10th Lancers are hooked up in a good one. It's halftime. Welcome to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. And Thayer Bobcats with a lead here, 14-7. Let's look at how the scoring went in the first half. For the Thayer Bobcats, they were the first team on the scoreboard. They had an 89-yard touchdown drive, which culminated in a 1-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Extra point was good by Cale Willison. Thayer Bobcats led 7-0 at the end of our first quarter. Both teams on the scoreboard in the second quarter. It was Rubel with a 4-yard touchdown run for St. Pius with 11:15 to go in the quarter. That capped off a pretty good drive for the St. Pius Lancers. Extra point was good. 7-7 our score at that point. Fair Bobcats came right back, and less than 2.5 minutes later, put one on the board. It was a beautiful drive. It had a couple of big pass plays. One, a 16-yard completion to Landry Pitts. Another, a 34-yard completion to Landry Pitts to touch the Bobcats up with a first and goal inside the five. And Willison, Jackson Willison, scored his second touchdown of the night. And the extra point was good. 14-7, Fair Bobcats with the lead here at the half. And it's just been a good old-fashioned football game. Statman Mike, who is here in the top of the press box with me tonight, both teams making some mistakes. And I think for Thayer's standpoint, they're playing shorthanded tonight. I think they're missing Landon and Jordan Madden and Chris Cray, and maybe more on the defensive side of the ball than on the offensive side, although you'd like to have Jordan Madden back there running the ball right now. So Jackson Willison had to actually come off the field, and he looks like he was exhausted because he's carried the rock a lot in this game tonight.
14 carries for 82 yards.
Yeah, and in one half of football, folks, and that's a lot.
And one for about 40 that was called back.
Yeah, I had a 41-yard run that got called back. So it's been a big first half for Jackson Willison, that's for sure, and they're going to need that again in the second half. The Bobcats are going to get out of Festus, Missouri with a victory here tonight. Head down Highway 67 with Big W on the front of the bus.
Right.
It's halftime again. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. Thayer leads 14-7 over the St. Pius Lancers. Coming up in a little bit here on the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report, Mike Robertson will have some of the scores of the other games going on around the region. Right now we need to take a break, and we'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Thayer Bobcat Football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Hey, you're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. The Thayer Bobcats with a 14-7 lead over the Lancers of St. Pius High School here at Dalton Stadium in Festus, Missouri. I'm Rep. Mike Crace. Statman Mike is alongside in place of Statman Adam, who is, for all I know, still in Texas.
Think so.
Restoring power to the folks down there after the hurricane. All right, let's take a look at our first half stats. First up, for the Lancers of St. Pius, they are 2-for-9 throwing the football. The quarterback is 1-for-8, and the halfback is 1-for-1. They had a beautiful halfback pass, which set them up for their only touchdown of the first half. 38 yards on those 2-for-9 completions. 55 total yards rushing for St. Pius. 3 yards for Jones, the fullback. Rubel with 16, 23 for Colin Smith, the quarterback, 13 for
Bollinger,
and none for Smith. He carried it one time and no yard gained. So, let's see, 93 yards total offense for St. Pius in the first half. For the Thayer Bobcats, a little different story. Bobcats with 171 yards of total offense in the first half, and they're led by Jackson Willison. Willison with 82 yards rushing and two touchdowns on 14 carries in the first half. And remember, folks, he had a 48-yard run that was called back because of a holding call. 3 yards rushing for Chase Haven on 5 carries. He did get sacked one time for minus 7. And 17 yards on 2 carries for Griffin Willison. We may see a little bit more of Griffin in the second half of your time. So the Bobcats with 82 yards rushing on 14 carries. I'm sorry, Willison with 82 yards. Bobcats with the team 102, 69 in the air. Chase Haven hit his first 4 passes for 69 yards, and he is 0 for 4 since then. So he's got to get back on track there. 4 for 8 for the game. And the Bobcats again, 171 yards total offense in the first half. Again, Thayer leads at 14-7 over the St. Pius Lancers here in Festus, Missouri. We're going to take a break here. We're going to send it back to the sports desk. Mike Robertson will have some of these scores of other games going on around the region. We'll be back here in just about 5 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Peachland Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at K Country 95 with your Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We're going to take a look at the scoreboard from around the area. Kind of update you on how the area teams are doing. Of course, here in our game, the Thayer Bobcats at the half, leading St. Pius 10, 14-7. West Plains Zizzers, last report, leading Waynesville 14-6 in their game. Kabul over Ava right now, 28-6. Mountain Grove beating Houston 14-0. It's Liberty leading Salem 16-8. The Salem Greyhounds, Salem, Arkansas, losing to Newport right now, 14-0. Benton leads Mountain home, 21-7. Melbourne leading Riverview, 28-0. It is Jonesboro Westside leading Cave City in a close one, 7-6. Win all over Batesville tonight, 35-7 in that game. It is Pocahontas leading Truman, 20-14. Truman scored the first 14 points. Pocahontas has come back and scored 20 unanswered. And Hoxie right now leading Piggott, 22-8. Major League Baseball in the American League Championship Series. Right now, Houston leading Tampa Bay 7-2, trying to force a Game 7 there in the ALCS. That is the bottom of the seventh inning. Of course, the Dodgers and Braves, just underway. They are in the top of the first inning with no score. That's your scores from around the area. We'll get back to Mike and Statman Mike out at the field here in just 2 minutes.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, your dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you already own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. And with interest rates at historic lows, it's a great time to finance. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in West Plains, Mountain Grove, or Thayer. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back after the intermission, or at least at the end of the intermission here. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thank you, Mike Robertson, back at the Econ Sports Desk for those updates. And, well, a lot of close games on this eighth week of the high school football season, including right here at St. Pius, where the Thayer Bobcats lead St. Pius the 10th by a score of 14-7. We're just about ready to get things started here in our second half. Well, if you're the Thayer Bobcats, what do you talk about at halftime? I think you talk a little bit about you got to get rid of the penalties. The penalties have killed the Bobcats in the first half. A couple holding calls. Of course, the defense jumping into the neutral zone, I think, three times in the first half. And those two holding calls on that last drive just really nullified some great plays. Nullified a 48-yard run, nullified a long pass, another nice scramble by Jace Haven. So, the holding's got to stop. But, folks, you got to remember the Bobcats are playing a little bit shorthanded here tonight. They're without Jordan Madden and Landon Madden. Big parts of the Bobcat defense. And Chris Cray back there at safety. Although you replaced him with an all-state safety in Jace Haven.
Yeah.
That's just numbers.
Sure. And they certainly miss Craig.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just a matter of numbers, because he could play while Jace Haven could be on the sideline resting his legs and just concentrating on offense.
But if you are going to replace somebody, having somebody that was all-state the previous year,
that's
pretty good replacement.
Pretty good replacement. But again, Landon Madden, Jordan Madden, and of course, Jordan miss him in the backfield. Because of his size, his blocking ability, and his ability to carry the football. I mean, he's had multiple 100-yard games for the Thayer Bobcats this year in the backfield. So they're certainly missing those guys. We hope they get to feel better real soon and get back out on the football field. All right, again, Thayer leads it here 14-7. We are going to take one more timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K Country 95.
And we're back at Dalton Stadium here in Festus, Missouri.
Father Dalton.
Father Dalton Stadium. Exactly right. Father Dalton Stadium here at St. Pius High School, St. Pius the 10th here in Festus, Missouri. You know, it's almost like coming home. I grew up just not too far from here, just on the other side of the river.
Sure.
You just transferred from up here down back home. So,
spent the first 10 years I was up here about 20 minutes away from here.
Yeah. So. All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcats will kick it off to start the second half. St. Pius back deep to receive. And one of the things Bobcats had to talk about at halftime was the special teams, because they've not been very good in coverage tonight. St. Pius hadn't run one back for a touchdown or anything, but they have started with great field position every possession. And that's why their numbers aren't real big offensively, because they've been playing, you know, on a 50-yard field all night. Almost every possession has been near the 50-yard line. There you go. You're better. And here tonight, to start this second half, if they want to get a victory here at St. Pius. And here we go. Cale Willison's got it teed up on the left hash, kicks it up high in the air. Ball going to be taken at the 25-yard line, and ball carrier going to be brought down at the 34. I mean, somebody, it was Willison, I think. No, it was Cale Crawford. Crawford, who came flying in there and missed on the tackle. He whiffed on the tackle. It was Caden Tom, number 8, whiffed on the tackle, and he actually got up and might have hurt himself a little bit when he hit the ground. But he's okay. He's all right. Here we go.
Pretty good on it.
Yeah, absolutely. A little mud on it. Here we go, first and 10 for the St. Pius Lancers at their own 34-yard line. They about can't beat them. Working hard here on a Friday night. Lancers come out with Colin Smith, their quarterback. He's played every play at QB. He's in shotgun formation. Got a man going in motion. That is Rubel. They hand it to Rubel. The play is blown dead. Going to be an illegal procedure. Going to be called against the Lancers. They start out the second half with a penalty. Had a bunch of penalties this game tonight. Been a little bit sloppy. I think Snowden might be two teams that are just not familiar with each other at all. There's still a little bit of nerves out there. They're Bobcats trying to...
Cold weather, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit of cold weather.
First chilly game of the year.
Yeah, really. I mean, last week was a little bit chilly, but it's a little colder here tonight. In fact, it's starting to get real cold. It's cold enough, somebody's car alarm has gone off. Right behind us. All right, here we go. Second down. First down of 15. St. Pius with it. Colin Smith, the quarterback, going to run it on a delay. Gets up to the 35 and brought down. Good tackle on the Thayer Bobcats. That was Jace Haven. Came up to make the play, and it'll be about a 7-yard pickup, but it's still going to be a second down and 8 for St. Pius. Again, the quarterback draw for St. Pius. They've used that play effectively a couple of times tonight.
He's had a couple good runs, that draw.
He's a good-looking athlete.
Yeah.
Only a junior. Colin Smith, 6 foot, 160 pounds. He looks a little bigger than that, and he is strong. Bobcats have hit him a couple of times and not been able to take him down. He's got it in shotgun formation again. Second down and 8. Bobcats get some pressure on him. He's running away from Peyton Mills. He tucks it under at the 40 or 35 after the 40, 42-yard line and brought down. That'll be about a 6-yard run. Going to bring up a third down and short. And St. Pius here just saying, you know what, we're just going to go with our quarterback. We're just going to run the ball. And if it works, it works. It'll be third down and long 2. And Peyton Mills back there trying to give chase. He just didn't have enough speed to catch him on the corner. Outran him to the corner. Bobcats came up and made the tackle. It's third down and long 2 for St. Pius. This time Mills is up under center in the full house backfield in a wishbone. He turns, gives it to his running back on the left side. He got enough for a first down. Rubel is going to sneak his way out to near the 45-yard line, and that'll be 3 yards and a first down for the St. Pius Lancers. Got to say, Bobcat defense gives up a first down there, but not by much. Not by much. And again, Bobcats make another substitution. Number 27, sprint out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats, Cale Crawford. And we'll see number 4 coming off. That is Kyron Magnuson. Crawford in there. Bobcats looking for a little more speed to get after that quarterback. First and 10 at the 45-yard line, their own 45. Here the handoff, going to go over the right side. Running back is going to get hit at the line. And falls ahead for just a couple of yards on the play. That's Bollinger. Had a good play out there on the outside by the Thayer Bobcats. Matt Jones leading the charge for the Bobcats here for his defensive tackle spot. And Mean Austin Green came up on his 17th birthday to help out on the attack. It'll be about a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7 here. This is a play of your Thayer Bobcats when you want to get them stopped for no gain. Want to make them third and long. Always win on first down. This time, Colin Smith in shotgun for the Lancers. He's just going to run it. He is going to get hit at the line. He'll pick up only a yard on that play. Good play down there. I believe that was the big dog, Bobby Dale, making a tackle for the nose. They have a big nose tackle. Got him by the ankles. Wouldn't let him go. And the Lancers now with a third down and 6 after the 1-yard pickup by Colin Smith.
Yeah, if you're taking notes and you're going to run it straight up the middle, you might want to try and veer away from Bobby Dale.
Yes. Because if Big Dog gets his mitts on you, you're going down.
Pro tip right there. Opposing.
Third down and 6 for St. Pius. Colin Smith in shotgun. Got a man to protect on his left hip. They got a double wing backs in there. Double wide out. Looking down the field. Ball thrown over the middle. It's going to be caught and then incomplete. What a hit. What a hit. Again by number 24, Lane Grimes. Ball was thrown right on the money. And Lane Grimes laid the smack down on the receiver. That was number 12, Cole Seek. He gets up kind of slow, and he is hobbling his way to the sideline. That's a big hit by Lane Grimes. That'll make it 4th down and 6. And you got to think that they're going to punt the ball away here at midfield. But I don't know. They still got their offense. No, they still got the offense out on the field. So St. Pius going to go for it here, although the quarterback is also the punter. They may quick kick it here. It's 4th down and 6.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It's going to be a quick kick. The ball's going to hit at the 30, bounce all the way down to the 20, inside the 20 to about the 17-and-a-half, and that's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. 1st and 10. Well, the Bobcat defense gets it done. They hold the St. Pius Lancers on their first possession of the second half. So with 8:40 to go, Thayer will get the ball back. Case Havens played every play at quarterback here tonight. Of course, his second week back from the shoulder surgery. And he's looked pretty good. 4 for 8 tonight. He was 4 for 4 to start the game. He needs the connection. Needs a completion to kind of get that rhythm going again. See what they do here coming out of the locker room at the half. It is Jackson and Griffin Wilson in the Bobcat backfield. And Lane Grimes back there, too. Thayer going with a power ride. Double tight set on a 1st and 10. Brought to you by OMC's Orthopedic Clinic. Ball goes to Jackson Wilson. Breaks the tackle. He's out across the 25 and all the way out to the 32-yard line. Big 15-yard run for Jackson Wilson. That puts him near 100 yards already rushing in the game. What's that up to? About 80?
97
yards rushing now for Jackson Wilson on a 15-yard pickup. On a 1st and 10. That's the first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. There again in the power eye. There's again to Willison again running over right side. Cuts it back to the left. Just got to about the 35. This time is going to be about a 3-yard pickup for Willison. That gives him 100 yards even on the night on 16 carries. They'll bring up a 2nd down and 7. Bollinger, a good player for St. Pius, made that tackle. Playing middle linebacker out there, and they're 3-5. And here we go. 2nd down and about 7 for Thayer. Again, in the power eye. They give it to Willison again. This time running over the left. Spins out of a tackle. And it gets out to near the 38-yard line. Be about another 3, almost 4 yards on the pickup. Bring up a 3rd down and manageable. 3rd down and a long 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to get this ball to the 42-and-a-half. It's just a 39. 7:32 to go. In the third quarter, Bobcats have kept it on the ground on this possession so far. here. This play, this the drive started at their own 17-yard line. They've got it out now near the 40. Haven comes up, double tight set, in the power eye again. They turn, they fake it. No, they give it to Willison. Willison running over the right, got a blocker, fights off a tackler, gets across the 40 to about the 41. It's going to bring up an interesting down right here. It's going to be fourth down and just about a half a yard for the first and 10. I think if you're the Fair Bobcats, you got to show some confidence in that big offensive line. You got to go for it right here.
I think so.
I think you got to go for it here.
And they are.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting a play in for Haven. Bobcats in their own end of the field. It's their own 41-yard line. Got to get to the 42 for a first down. The ball actually sits between the 41 and 42. So it's about a half a yard for the first down. Haven up under center. Power eye formation again. Double side set. Haven. Oh, we're going to get a penalty flag and a penalty on the Fair Bobcat.
That one hurt.
Yeah, well, the offensive lineman jumped over there on the left, on the right side. Now Fair going to have to punt the ball over. So a fourth down and one. I think Haven was trying to draw him off sides, and it was his own man that moved instead of the defense. So the Bobcats with another foot shot there. They've been shooting themselves in the foot all night long. Haven will drop back deep to punt on a fourth down and six. There's a high boot. This comes over the head of the receiver. Hit at the 25 and actually take a bounce for St. Pius only down to the 26-yard line. That is a huge punt by the All-State punter from a year ago. Not only was it All-State safety, he was an All-State punter. And there will be a Lancer ball at their own 27.5-yard line. So the St. Pius defense holds thanks to a Bobcat penalty. And again, penalties have hurt the Bobcats offensively all night long. They lead it, though, 14-7 here with 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Been a fast-moving third quarter so far. Really been a pretty quick game here at Father Dalton Stadium here in Festus, Missouri. St. Pius, Colin Smith in their quarterback again. You got receivers, two going to the far side, one to the near side. Up under center, they're in the I formation this time. Here's the give to the deep man, that is Rubel. He's got nowhere to go. He'll pick up about 1 yard on the play. Wasn't that Rubel, number 23?
Yeah.
It was Rubel on the carry. Pick up about one. And it'll be second down and nine. But again, defense has been really good tonight. They've only given up the one touchdown. Of course, they came into the game averaging just 6 points a game, giving up 6 points a game, and they're right there at the average right now. They'd like to keep it right there. Second down and nine for the Lancers. Colin Smith is shotgun this time. He's got they're in a double wing formation. We've seen a little bit of everything by these Lancers. There's a double wing, got a man going in motion. That is a Rubel. They're rolling it that way, and now the quarterback's going to cut it back the other way. Going to get hit behind the line, breaks the tackle. Finally going to get hit and brought down by Landry Pitt at about the 37-yard line. That's going to be a pretty good run there on a second down and nine. He picks up about six. It'll be third down and three. Long two or short three, depending on which way you look at it, I guess. 5 minutes to go. Fair defense trying to stand tall, get the ball back for the offense here. That quarterback is strong. Bobcats made a good hit on him right at the line, and he just stepped right through it. He's got his team in the wishbone here, and a give to the right side, and it's not going to be enough for a first down, I don't think. Although they're getting a pretty generous spot on the ball again. And they're going to call it a first down. I don't think that was a first down. I don't think it was even close. But the officials call it a first down and move the chain. Ball out to the 38-yard line. And they keep getting good spots. And even with the ball where it's at, I don't think it was enough for the first down. I didn't see that one. First and 10 now for the St. Pius Lancers with 4:20 to play in the third quarter. They're down a touchdown. Fair Bobcat defense trying to stand tall here. Here's a delayed handoff. It's going to go to the Bollinger, and Bollinger is going to be tackled behind the line. Only a yard loss on the play. Where Bollinger trying to run that draw play, and they've done that several times. They've run it successfully two or three times. But the Bobcats are kind of getting keyed in on that draw play. Second down and 11 here for the Lancers. It's under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored here in the quarter. Been a grinded out kind of game here tonight. Panthers bring receivers wide to the near side and the far side. Quarterback is up under center in the I formation. Short drop, looking to throw it. Got it. It's complete across the middle of the 50-yard line. Pass is going to be caught by number 8. That is Axel Creed, and that will be a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Lancers. Lane Grimes was there to make the tackle, but Creed got in front of him and makes the completion. This kid throws the ball really good. Ball is right on the 50-yard line, and a first down for the St. Pius Lancers. They again come out here in shotgun formation this time. In a double wing formation, got wide receivers on each side. And here's the quarterback just going to take the snap and run, and he's going to get tackled for a loss. It'll be a loss on the play of a yard for Colin Smith, the quarterback. Good defensive play there. Kyron Magnuson led the charge for the Thayer Bobcats, along with Griffin Willison, make the play. So second down and the 11 after the 1 yard loss on the play. 2:50 to go and counting here in the third quarter. Quarterback again in shotgun formation. That's Colin Smith. Wears number 9 on his uniform. The navy blue uniforms trimmed in the gold. Look like the St. Louis Rams of old. Here's Smith back to throw. He's this one down the sideline. This ball is going to be caught at the 27.5-yard line. Bobcats had a defender there, and the ball went right through his hands and into the arms of number 23. That is Nate Rubel makes the reception. And from the 50 down to the 20, it's actually the 28-yard line. That's a pretty good gain, 22 yards. 22 yards on the play, and a beautiful catch. And again, the Bobcats had a defender there, and the ball just went right through his hands into the stomach of the receiver who was falling down. So a new set of downs, first and 10. So St. Pius trying to tie this game here. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quarterback looking to throw, got a quick out to the inside receiver, and immediately he's brought down at the 25-yard line. That's all going to go for about a 3-yard pickup on the completion. Griffin Willison making the tackle out there for the Thayer Bobcats. Really close to a 4-yard pickup. The second down and long 6 here with a minute 43 to go. Been impressed by the coaching staff of Dan Oliver here at St. Pius. They're really doing a nice job coming up with plays to get positive yardage against this podcast defense. Minute 27 to go in the third quarter. They got a man coming in motion across the front of the formation. They hand it to him. That is Rubel. Rubel trying to get to the outside. Outcast color. Actually, that's the other back there. Number 24, that's Bollinger. And Bollinger gets it to about the 20. He'll pick up just a couple of yards, maybe 3 yards is third down and 3 for St. Pius. Bobcat defense needs a big stand right here. Bobcat defense is known everywhere for making stands when they have to. And right now is when they have to. Well, remember that defense playing without 3 starters out there tonight, and they've replaced those starters with freshmen and sophomores. Here is Smith in the backfield. Colin Smith, the quarterback, and shotgun. Straight back looking to throw. Get some pressure, throw this one to the outside. Ball is incomplete. We're going to get a penalty flag down, and they may call pass interference, and this could go either way. Bobcats had the defender there trying to make the reception. They had the offensive player there trying to make a reception. So this one could go either way. It was a lot of contact, and normally that's going to go against the defense.
Right.
Normally when there's a lot of contact and both guys are going for the ball, they're going to call it on the defense, and Bobcat defense says, yep, they're calling on us. I don't know. I think that's one of those you got to let go.
That's a toss-up.
That's a lot of incidental contact right there. Two guys just going after the football. And it's going to be pass interference on the Bobcats, and that's going to take it all the way down to the 10-yard line. So, again, the Thayer Bobcat penalties are killing them here tonight. 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's going to be first and goal to go. From right at the 10-yard line, actually, they could get a first down without getting into the end zone. But it wouldn't be by much. So it's practically first and goal to go here for St. Pius. They come out in the wishbone. They're going to give it to Rubel. Rubel running over the left side. We'll get inside the 10, stacked up at the 8-yard line and brought down there. And with under 30 seconds to go now in the third quarter, that may be the final play of the period. We'll see if they try and get another play off here. They may have had a scoreless third.
Looks like they're going to try and get one more playoff.
Yeah, Kyron Magnuson made the tackle for the Bobcats there. And we're down to 15 seconds to go, 22 on the play clock. And they're going to come to the line here. They're going to try and get another playoff. Ball at the 8-yard line. Second down and goal to go for St. Pius. Quarterback up under center, rolling to his left. Now turns back to the right. Trying to outrun everybody. He won't get to the end zone. He'll be tackled to the 6-yard line. It'll be a 2-yard pickup for the quarterback, Colin Smith. And that play will end our third quarter. High score, 14-7. Bayer Bobcats with a lead over St. Pius the 10th. The St. Pius with a third down and goal from the 6-yard line when we return for the fourth quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Campuses in Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mount View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back here in Festus, Missouri, where St. Pius the 10th High School, Father Dalton Stadium, and the Thayer Bobcats and the St. Pius Lancers are hooked up in a dandy. 14-7 is our score. St. Pius and Thayer. Thayer with a lead. St. Pius has got the ball here. Third down and goal to go from the 6-yard line. Third, and actually I think they could get a first down, but just by like an inch. The ball is just outside of the first down marker, just outside the goal line. So a third down and practically goal to goal here for St. Pius. Their Bobcat defense trying to make a goal line stand. Bobcat fans, and there are several here, kind of nervous about this one here tonight. Here comes Colin Smith up under center in the wishbone. Double tight set on a third down and goal. Smith going to pitch it. No, going to keep it. Now looking to throw it back the other way. This ball is going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted in the end zone by Lane Grime, but another great defensive play by Lano down to the back of the end zone. They tried to get that one down there, the number 12, Cole Seck, and he was covered up. And credit to Lane Grime. They went with that play to the right. Then the quarterback came back and threw it back to the left. Kind of Patrick Mahomes looking.
Yeah.
And it came up incomplete. And they are going to set up here in a swinging gate on a fourth and goal to go. Bobcat defense kind of looking around like, what do we do here? Kind of lined up in a swinging gate, and they're going to go for it here on a fourth and goal to go. Throw the ball into the infield. It's complete. The pass is complete to a wide-open receiver in the back of the end zone. And St. Pius within a point of tying this football game. They win, and they burn the Thayer Bobcats on a formation that they know very well. Thayer lines up in a swinging gate every time they go for two on the extra point. I believe it was number 23, Rubel. On the reception, a 4-yard touchdown pass from Smith to Rubel. And St. Pius, they'll line up in the swinging gate here again. They're going to go for two. They're going for the lead. They're going for the lead here, down by one. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Quarterback gets a lot of pressure. This time going to be sacked. That is Chase Haven. Chase Haven said, you might burn this once. You're not burning this again. And the Bobcats senior all-stater makes the play. And the Thayer Bobcats have the lead, 14-13 with 11:51 to go in the football game. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foray.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats got burned by a swinging gate on a fourth down and goal to go. From the 6-yard line, St. Pius scored a touchdown to get within a point, and then they lined up to go for two in the swinging gates, and Chase Haven made them pay.
He was not going to have any part of that.
Yeah, said, you might get us once, you're not getting us twice. So the Thayer Bobcats hanging on to a 14-13 lead here with 11:51 to go in the football game. St. Pius ready to kick it off. Bobcats got their three men back deep to receive here, and there at the kick, a high kick. Can we take him out of Bobcat deep, man, and he dropped it. That picks it up again. looking to run to the outside. Looking, he got a pursuit from the backside. Oh, that should be a horse collar right there, but they're not going to throw a Finley flag. It was Jesse White on the reception, got it back out to about the 16-yard line, and he got horse collar tackled and no call on the play. So Thayer going to start with it deep in her own end at about the 17-yard line. Thayer up by one, and the offense hadn't got much done here in this second half. Of course, they've been on, haven't been on the field very much offensively. St. Pius has had the ball most of this second half and most of the third quarter. Just underway here in the fourth, 11:44 to go in the game. Thayer leads at 14-13, but what they need a touchdown here, and they need one bad. And I wouldn't even mind going for two on the extra point, try to make it a 9-point game. A long ways to go at their own 17, first and 10. Haven up under center, going to keep it running over the right side, and gets out across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Looks like Jake Haven is ready to put this team on his shoulders and take them to the end zone. Haven, no hesitation there, picked up 5 yards on a first down, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcat offense. They'll take their time. A lot of time left in this football game. They're leading by one. They're coming out here in the I formation. It's a single wing. Haven gives it to the back and running up across the 30 to the 32. That is Griffin Willison, number 22 for the Thayer Bobcats. And Griffin Willison picking up almost 10 yards on the play. Give him 9 and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. In West Plains, good run by Griffin Willison over the right side. Griffin in there in place of Jordan Madden, who is not with the team tonight. First and 10, Thayer, power eye formation. Haven turns, gives to Jackson Willison. He's got some open room to the 40. He's in the 45 and out to the 50, out of bounds to the 49-yard, and then tackles 15 yards out of bounds. And the penalty flag comes. Penalty flag down on the play. And we're going to tack 15 on the end of this run. It was a 20-yard run for Jackson Willison, who is well over 100 yards rushing tonight.
I got it at 126.
126 on 19 carries for Jackson Willison, another 100-yard night. And there was no reason. I think the young man in the penalty just got caught up in everything that was going on.
He threw his hands up right away. He knew he did wrong.
Yeah, he knew it. That penalty, that one, he was 10 yards out of bounds over there. And 10 yards on down the field. Anyway, Bobcats get a break there with a penalty after a 20-yard run. Ball is down to the 31-yard line. Bobcats looking to move this thing into the community first red zone, and we're going to get a timeout called by St. Pius. They were about to get called for too many men on the field. So, timeout on the field, 10:55 to go in the game. Fair Bobcats are driving, and they lead it 14-13. We'll be back to Festus in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at KeepsAccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back after the timeout. Both teams still in the huddle with their respective coaches. 10:55 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead it by one, 14-13 over the St. Pius Lancers. And again, Thayer Bobcats playing shorthanded tonight. No Jordan Madden, no Landon Madden, no Chris Cray. And I think it's shown on both sides of the ball. They miss those young men. They'll get them back maybe next week. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. It's a 31-yard line of the St. Pius Lancers. It's been an impressive drive. Here come the Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bay lines up in a single wing. Haven, with a fake, jumps over a defender all the way down to the 20-yard line. They got a penalty flag back at the 31, and this is, I believe, is going to nullify a great run by the Bobcats senior, Jace Haven. No, they're going to call this, it's going to be a chop block on Thayer. Oh, boy.
Chop block
going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Did you see that run? Haven jumped over a tackler.
That hurdle goes on the highlight reel.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And he did that a couple of times last year. So instead of a first and 10, this is going to back it up 10 yards. Actually going to back it up 15. from the point of the infraction, the ball all the way back to the 41-yard line. They've got to get down to the 21 for a first down. So it's going to be a second down, and actually it's a 46. So second down and 25. Whew. Actually, it's first down. First and 25 for the Thayer Bobcats here with 10:49 to go in the game. And big penalties have been hurting this Bobcat offense all night long. Some holding calls on long runs. And now the chop block on the Thayer Bobcats. So first and 25, Thayer looking to get the play in. When the official marks it ready for play, Coach Billy Weber dialing it in for the Thayer Bobcats from the sideline. A Hall of Famer, Billy Weber. Hall of Famer and legend Dave Meek got his towel wrapped around his neck. Pacing the sidelines for Thayer on a first down. First and 25. Haven. So inside hand off to Jackson Willison. He's disarmed. The defender gets all the way down to the 39-yard line. Got a big chunk of it back right there. That is a 7-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison. Second down and about 18 yards to go now. Clock running with 10.5 minutes to go. Thayer trying to hang on here. They lead it by 1 point, 14-13. I really didn't understand St. Pius going for the two after that touchdown. Tie of the game, play for the tie at home. A win on the road, 10-14 to go. And a little inside handoff, double handoff for the Bobcats. They get it to Willison. Willison's down to the 30, down to the 27, and drug down from behind. That's going to be another 5-7-8-yard pickup for Jackson Willison down to the 27-yard line. They'll bring up a third down and 6. Bobcats handed that ball to Justin Grimes, or to Lane Grimes. Lane Grimes gets the handoff, and then he handed it off to Jackson Willison coming from the wing. Willison's on that wing again. Grimes at fullback. Griffin Willison, the tailback, on a third down and 6. There's the give. No, Haven's going to keep it. Fighting off a tackler, trying to fight his way down to near the 20-yard line. He's going to get really close to the 21. He's going to bring up a fourth down and short yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. Will they go for it? I think with 9:24 to go inside the 25, you have to. I
think so, yeah.
It's going to be fourth down and a long one here for the Thayer Bobcats. They're leading 14-13, need the touchdown. 9 minutes and change to go here in the fourth quarter. Of course, if you're Thayer, you want to get this touchdown, and you need another one. You want to get that 13-point differential and take advantage of all the points in the district standings. Full house, backfield, and a power T. On a fourth down and 1, Bobcats get it to Willison. Willison got the first down. He's down to the 15-yard line. It'll be a 7-yard run and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. We're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. That's a nice play right there.
Got him at 148 yards for the game now.
148 for Jackson Willison. Over 100 again. And this,
22 carries.
You know, last week against Ava, Jackson did not get 100. I believe that's the first game this year he did not get 100 yards. Here come the Bobcats. New set of downs. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcats. Of the OMC Orthopedic Clinic, and here's a give to Willison, a little power right, and Willison gets tripped up. And it'll be just about a 3-yard pickup for Willison. All down to about the 13-yard line of the St. Pius Lancers. Had fun watching their crowd and their cheerleaders doing a great job down there tonight. They're having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun on a Friday night at the Father Dalton Stadium. 7:59 to go in the game. Thayer looking to add to their 1-point lead here. It is second down and about 7 at the 13-yard line of St. Pius. Haven up under center, straight back looking to throw, looking in the middle, nobody open. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He cuts it inside, stops at the tackler into the end zone. Touchdown, Jace Haven. There's the all-stater. Jace Haven with a 13-yard run and a touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. That makes it 20-13 with 7:41 to go. And, folks, that could have been a third down and 27 yards to go for a first down. It would have been a first down or a touchdown. Bobcats line up in the swinging gate. I think if I'm Coach Weber up, they're going to go for one. They're looking to make it an 8-point advantage here.
And even if he would have stayed cutting to the left rather than cutting back, he had plenty of room both sides there.
Great job blocking that play up front by that big Bobcat offensive line.
7:41 to go in the game. Thayer's taking a 20-13 lead. Extra point try is up. It is good. Right down the middle for Cale Willison. Thayer leads it now 21-13 over the St. Pius Lancer. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats now with a 21-13 lead over the St. Pius Lancers here at Father Dalton Stadium in Festus, Missouri. Thayer just scored on a 13-yard touchdown run by their quarterback, Jace Haven, and the extra point was good. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your boosters, Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body in Thayer. Cale Willison tees it up at the 40-yard line. Bobcats need a good kick here and good coverage. Pin those Lancers deep. Got an 8-point lead. Here's a low liner. Going to skip at the 30. Picked up at the 24-yard line. And the ball carrier gets out to the the 30 and is going to get brought down right there. So the Lancers have it 1st and 10 at their own 30-yard line. This might be the worst field position they've had all night.
I think so.
They've had normally really good field position to start each possession, but this time Thayer gets them down at the 30. And the Bobcat defense drops out on the field. They got to be fired up after the offense just marched it right down. That drive started at the 17-yard line. It was an 83-yard touchdown drive, and it didn't take much time.
Yeah, the only complaint would be that it didn't take more time off the clock.
Well, you want to win by 13 to get full advantage of all the points in the district standings. So,
true.
And they wanted to get the Lancers back on offense. Here's the quarterback looking to pitch the ball. He does. Out to Rubel. Rubel looking for some room to run. Bobcats will bring him down to 35. Jace Haven coming up. Actually, that was the fullback.
Number 16.
Yeah, number 16. That is Jones. Trace Jones. A rare carry for him here tonight.
Second carry of the day.
Yeah, second carry of the night. Picks up about 4 yards. Second down and 6. Hey, Bobcat defense trying to get a quick stop and the ball back for the offense here. Lancers have it. Colin Smith, been at quarterback all night long, the junior. He's done a nice job.
He really has.
Done a nice job. He's in shotgun here. Got a man on his right side. That is Jones to protect. 4 wideouts. He's rolling to his right. Got some pressure. He's going to get sacked. He gets sacked back at the 24-yard line. Who was that? Number 27.
Cale Crawford.
Cale Crawford making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. And that time, Cale says, you're not getting away from me this time, buddy. Cale Crawford, the Thayer Bobcat freshman, gets the quarterback sack and a loss of 9 yards on the play.
He shot through that line like a cannon.
He did. Cale Crawford making the sack, a 9-yard loss, and it is now 3rd and 16 for the Lancers. Colin Smith back in shotgun. Bobcats getting some pressure on him again. He throws this ball deep, and this is going to be incomplete out the 50-yard line. And no penalty flag down that time. I thought that time that would have made a better case for pass interference than the one they called. That'll bring up 4th down and about 16 for the Lancers. Do you dare go for it from your own 25-yard line? I don't think they will. I think they're going to try and get their defense on the field, try to get a stop, and get the ball back. Thayer defense, get the job done when they needed to here. 6:06 to play. Of course, the clock stops on the incomplete pass. Thayer Bobcat offense would like to get the ball and finish this game off with another touchdown. They got receivers going wide to both sides. Smith in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Oh, he's going to punt it. He does. He punts it away. Haven is going to catch it at the 43-yard line. He's out to the 50, sidesteps the tackler, and goes down at about the 42. Kind of sliding down right there with Jace Haven. Stood kind of awkward. Anyway, he's down. The Bobcats have got great field position. It's the 42-yard line of the St. Pius Lancers with 5:58 to go in the football game. Bobcat fans starting to feel a little better about this thing. And, boy, Cale Crawford, he's getting glad hands all around after that quarterback
sure
sack. The freshman with a huge play tonight for the Thayer Bobcat. Well, Thayer comes out on the first down, brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic. 42-yard line, first and 10, Thayer. Now, again, they line up in the single wing. Griffin, Willison, and Lane Grimes in the backfield. Here's Haven looking to throw it. He got a man wide open down the seam. Pass is caught by Magnuson at the 20. He's to the 15, 10, all the way. No, it was Jesse White. Jesse White on the catch, all the way down to the 6-yard line. That play goes from the 42 to the 6. That's a 36-yard completion. And I mean, Jesse White wide open down the seam, makes the catch, and turned on the Jets down to the 6-yard line. So Thayer Bobcats now back in the Community First Banking Company red zone, looking for their second touchdown of the fourth quarter with 5.5 minutes to go. First and goal to go. Haven with a power eye behind him. He gives it to Jackson Willison. Got blockers in front. Willison cuts it back against the grain. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. 6-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison. And with 5:22 to play in the game, Thayer takes a 27-13 lead over the St. Pius Lancers. And the Bobcats starting to kind of round into form, but it's taken them three quarters to get it done tonight. Well, that's a huge touchdown. That gives the Bobcats a 14-point lead with 5:22 to go. And Thayer going to go for two here. They snap it over behind the line, and the two-point conversion try is no good. Thayer in the swinging gate formation went for two, but it was no good. So it remains a 14-point ball game. Thayer leads it 27-13 with 5:22 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kickoff in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
A 6-yard touchdown run for Jackson Willison. Next point try was no good, the 2-point try. And the Thayer Bobcats now leads St. Pius 27-13 with 5:22 to play in the ballgame. And Thayer now got that 13-point lead, which is important when you're talking about getting the points for district standings. You want to get that 13-point margin. Anything after that, it's just gravy. Well, Thayer's got the 13. Of course, Thayer trying to catch St. Vincent in the district standings. You want to be in that number one spot going into the playoffs. They start after next week.
Do we know who they're playing this week?
I do not, no. Here's Cale Willison set to kick it off. Ball is going to be fielded. Nope, going to go out of bounds. Well, St. Pius going to get it in good field position out to the 35-yard line. And with 5:22 to go, Thayer Bobcat defense back out on the field. They've been pretty stout tonight. They've given up 13 points, and this is the second most points they've given up in a game this year. 5:22 to go. Thayer came into the game averaging and just giving up 6 points per game. Of course, they gave up 30 in the opener. And then the three shutouts and two games where they just gave up six. And Colin Smith brings out his offense for the St. Pius Lancers. Last time they had the ball, the Bobcats forced him to punt. It was a big play by Cale Crawford, a big sack of the quarterback that put them in a position where they had to punt the ball away. Colin Smith in shotgun formation, quarterback for St. Pius. He's just going to run with it. Bobcats hit him, and they're going to drop him behind the line. Good play by the Bobcat defensive line there, making a stop. Mean Austin Green and company leading the charge over on that left side. Who's getting up off the bottle of that play? It was, who was that over there made that play? That was, I think it was Magnuson again. It was Kyron Magnuson coming up off the bottom of that pile. Got back there to make the play for about a yard loss for Colin Smith for the St. Pius Lancers. Still being shotgun formation again, down under 5 minutes to go. Got two receivers to the far, three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Smith looking right, one to throw it. Now gets some back midfield touches, and he's going to be brought down again. Cale Crawford on the tackle all the way back to the 24-yard line. Cale Crawford makes the sack, his second one of the night, and they're going to mark this ball down at the 26-yard line, I think, we're to go with the initial hit. Yeah, 26-yard line, that would be a loss.
About an 8-yard loss there?
Actually, 9-yard loss on the play. It is third down and 21 here for St. Pius, and 11 yards in losses on the last two plays for St. Pius. Okay, defense beginning to assert themselves here. 4 minutes to go in the game. A third down and 21 for St. Pius. And there's Smith looking to throw. Throws this one up across the middle. That ball's going to be almost intercepted by Haven. It would have been a pick six. Went right through his hands. Falls incomplete. Good coverage back there by Landry Pitts for the Bobcats. And Haven jumping the route from safety. I mean, if he catches that ball, that's a stroll into the end zone. There was nobody within 20 yards of it. But it falls incomplete. But they are going to get the ball back here with 3:50 to go in the game, and St. Pius is going to be forced to punt on a fourth. And I think I said 21 while ago. It's actually fourth and 19. So fourth and 19 for St. Pius. They've got Haven and Grimes back deep to receive this punt. This time they're in a standard punt formation. And kick is away, a high kick. Bobcats will let it bounce at 45, bounces to Haven, he'll take it, fakes the handoff, now looking to run up into the middle, going to get hit from behind, breaks the tackle, spins out another, and he's off to the races, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, and shoved out of bounds, and about the 21-yard line is Jace Haven, a great run, we got another Lancer down out near the 46-yard line, and I mean, he got laid out by a blocker over there on that punt return, I didn't see who hit him. But the young man is slow to get up, but he does.
He's up now.
Yeah, he's up, and he's jogging off the field, but he got his bell rung. And Jace Haven with a long run on the punt return. Fields that ball about his own 40, took it down to the 23-yard line. So Thayer will start this possession in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. First and 10, Bobcats. Well, they put seven more on the board here. I can tell you they're going to try. Leading by 14. Come out here in the power key formation. Double tight set. Haven up under center. Turn pitches to Jackson, or excuse me, Griffin Wilson. Wilson gets it back against the grain and going to dive down to about the 16-yard line. A pretty good run there on first down. That's going to be about give him 6 yards on the pickup. Bring up a second down and 4. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Thayer just running clock here. Don't think there's any way they put this ball in the air.
No.
The old coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Mr. Woody Hayes, used to say there's three things that can go wrong when you throw a ball.
Two of them are bad.
Two of them are bad.
That's right.
Come to Thayer Bobcats, 6 seconds on the play clock. Haven up under center, takes the snap, pitches it to Willison. Willison running over the right, got some room, inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. That'll be another first down for Griffin Willison, number 22 with the Thayer Bobcats. And that's going to be an 8-yard pickup. And another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer now with it, first and goal to go from the 9-yard line, 2:32 to play. It's been all Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. There's Peyton Mills. Who is that coming off the field? Number 20 goes into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. That is the Peyton Mills. Number 27 comes off the field. That is Cale Crawford. Bobcats here in the split back formation. No, inside hand off to Jackson Wilson. Wilson is down near the goal line, still fighting, gets a push, and he's in for the touchdown. Wilson on a 9-yard touchdown run with a little help from his friend on that big offensive line. They power it into the end zone, and with 2:04 to play in the game, they are about to now lead it by 20, 33 to 13. But folks, this has been a struggle here tonight at St. Pius High School. 2:04 to play. Jackson Willison with his 4th rushing touchdown of the night. What a night for the Bobcat junior tailback. And without his counterpart, Jordan Madden back there with him.
On a night they really needed him to step up, and
he
did.
Yeah, he has done it.
Man, he had.
2:04 to go. Here's the extra point try. Snap is back. Kick is up. It is right down the middle. Looks good. So Willison hits the extra point. That makes it 34-13. Fair Bobcats with a 21-point lead with 2:04 to play in the football game. And I got to tell you, folks, Bobcat defensive team has been really good in the second half. And the team overall has looked really good here in the from about the midway point of the third quarter on. Yeah. They've really played fair Bobcat football.
That's right.
I don't know if they've worn down St. Pius. I'm sure that's some of it. But I think they just began to get comfortable. You know, three starters not out there. And key components, this football team.
Yeah.
Brandon,
yeah.
M. Jordan, Madden, and Chris Craig, all key components, this football team, especially on the defensive side.
Sure.
And, of course, Jordan on the offensive side. It really kind of took them some time tonight to kind of get everything figured out. But, well, once they have, it has been all Thayer Bobcats. 34-13, Thayer with three touchdowns here in the fourth quarter.
And I don't have a score, but St. Vincent is playing Grandview out of Hillsboro this week.
Grandview, so, all right.
About 10 minutes from here, actually.
Yeah, not far down the road. We might see him on the road on the way.
We might.
All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off with 2:04 to play in the game. K.O. Willison, high end over end kick, going to hit at about the 27, picked up by the deep man, or one of the deep men, and he's going to get buried at about the 34-yard line. So pretty good position for the St. Pius Lancers.
Good field position again.
Yeah, they've been in good field position all night long, seems like. Here we go. Bobcat defense back on the field. Less than 2 minutes to play in the game. Minute 58 to be exact. And Thayer leading by 21. Three touchdown lead. Bobcats like to getting a few fresh folks out on the field right now. Play a little defense. Getting some rest from some of the others. And the defense set to go. Here comes St. Pius. They're going to be a shotgun. I guarantee you they haven't given up yet. I would protect deep because it looks like they want to throw a football. Well, there's a handoff. And it's going to Bollinger. Bollinger is going to pick up about 1 yard on the play. Michael Bollinger will pick up one down across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Bring up second down and long for St. Pius the 10th. The Lancers, we've enjoyed our trip up here today. We got here way early and met a lot of nice folks.
Very hospitable.
Lawrence, whose dad Larry,
yeah,
was one of the first graduating class here at St. Pius.
Three?
1963, that's right. And we met Jim, who was a super nice guy, who was the president of the campus here. Here's a gift for St. Pius. They give it on the outside, trying to get to the outside, number 30. Got a penalty flag down on this play, number 30 on the carry. That is Kyle Smith. He'll pick up a couple. We'll see what the penalty flag looked like. A hold out there to me at around the 35-yard line. That's where the penalty flag was thrown. And the officials still haven't given us any indication, but it's going to go against St. Pius. It is holding. And that's going to back him up 10 yards. And with a minute 10 to play, this one is about over. St. Pius now with a second down and 20. I'm really surprised they haven't let the ball fly here on this possession. And you know they're not giving up. And I'm surprised they didn't just rear back and let it fly down the field. They've had some success throwing the football. They've thrown it a whole lot more than we thought coming into the game they were going to throw it. And I'm sure, I don't think we'll have an opportunity to talk to Coach Weber here tonight after the game, but I'm sure he would say, well, they threw it more than we thought they would. This time looks like they're going to throw it. Got a man going in motion across the front of the formation. Quarterback is Colin Smith. Nope, he's just going to run with it. Smith, and he's not going to run very far. Crawford had a hand on him. He gets away again. Now turning it back the other way. Now he's going to be brought down all the way back to the 12-yard line. Who was that that made that play? That was Mean Austin Green. Mean Austin Green makes the tackle all the way back at the 12-yard line. That is a loss. Let's see, it's for 10 from there. So that is a loss of 12 yards on the stack by Mean Austin Green. And Colin Smith, the quarterback for the Lancers, now with 4 yards rushing. He has been sacked a bunch.
He's had five consecutive tackles for
Lancers. Yep, and here's the buzzer coming up. Yep, there we go. And this one has gone final. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the St. Pius Lancers here at Father Carlton Stadium 34-13. It took an entire four quarters to get it done, but the Bobcats finally got it done. 34-13 again in the final. They are Bobcats with a victory, and they go to 6-1 on the season. They're not showing sportsmanship, you know, in this time with the pandemic and social distancing. Misha says no handshakes after ball games. So St. Pius lined up on one side of the hash marks and held their helmets in the air. The Thayer Bobcats did the same thing. That's a great show of sportsmanship. Good football game here tonight. Again, Thayer Bobcats put it together late, scored three late touchdowns, and they beat St. Pius 34-13 is your final. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the Shelter Insurance Andrew Reckman of West Plains post-game report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And welcome back to Festus, Missouri. Father Dalton Stadium here at Festus, the St. Pius Defense High School. Thayer Bobcats have just finished off the Lancers by a score of 34-13. But, folks, this game was a lot closer than the final score is going to indicate. And I think Thayer Bobcats came in, and they didn't know until today if they were going to be playing this game without senior Jordan Madden, without Landon Madden, without senior Chris Cray, and all three key components of what makes this Bobcat team so good, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then, of course, Jordan on the offensive side. But they persevered. The freshmen came up big, and when they were playing in their place, the sophomores that had to go in and play. And finally, Thayer put it together late in the ball game, and they win it tonight, 34-13. Here's how the scoring went. Thayer got off to the early lead, 7-0, on a 89-yard drive that was capped off on a 1-yard run by Jackson Wilson with 2:09 to play in the first quarter. End one, it was 7-0 Thayer. Bobcats saw the Lancers come back and tie the game at 7 with 11:15 to go in the second quarter. It was a 4-yard touchdown run by Rubel. Extra point was good. And with 11:15 to go in the first half, we were tied at 7. Thayer did get the lead before the half. Matter of fact, less than 3 minutes later, Thayer capped off a long touchdown drive with a 1-yard run by Jackson Willison, one of his four touchdowns on the night. Extra point was good. Thayer led 14-7 at the intermission. No scoring in the third quarter. Going into the fourth, Thayer had a 14-7 lead over St. Pius. But Bobcats, we're done. Jace Haven with 7:41 to go in the game. Scored on a 13-yard touchdown run. That made it 21-13. Bobcat defense held. 2 minutes later, Willison scores on a 6-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good as they are trying to swing and gate to go for two. That made it 27-13. And the Bobcats cleaned up with a 2:04 remaining in the game. Willison again on a touchdown run. That was a 9-yard run. Extra point was good. Thayer wins it 34-13 over the St. Pius Lancers. And the stats are going to show that their Bobcats pretty much dominated things on, yes, the offensive and defensive side. And again, it seemed like a very close game, but again, Thayer really struggled early in the football game. And I think just having to make the substitutions at the last minute, it just really did bother them.
Sure.
Anyway, Thayer Bobcats defense holds St. Pius to 139 total yards for the game. 80 yards passing, 6 out of 17, 59 yards rushing for the game. And, of course, the three quarterback sacks late really helped there.
Yeah, five total tackles for loss, including those sacks.
Yeah, five sacks for the Thayer Bobcats.
Would have had a lot more yards rushing.
Yeah, and would have had a lot more sacks, but the quarterback, he managed to wiggle out of some.
He did. I was very impressed.
Yeah, very impressed. For the Thayer Bobcats, on the other hand, they end the game with 232 rushing yards. Haven was 5 for 10 throwing the football for 105, 337 total yards. And Jackson Willison tonight, 25 carries for 166 yards and 4 touchdowns. Big night for the Bobcat junior tailback. And without his running mate back there, Jordan Madden, he really picked up the slack.
He did. He, like I said earlier, he stepped up when he needed to, and what outstanding performance tonight.
I thought so. And of course, just an all-around good effort by the Thayer Bobcats. And,
sure.
Some guys stepped up, you know, had to fill some roles that they weren't used to playing. They stepped up and made some plays. Cale Crawford was huge out on that defense tonight. Did a great job. Lane Grimes, as always, making some pass breakups. And, of course, Thayer had a couple of interceptions again tonight.
Cale Crawford's first sack really changed the tide.
Yeah, it really did.
Took all the momentum that the Lancers had out.
Yeah. And by the way, before we wrap it up tonight, I want to say howdy to Sean Willison, who is not here tonight. Big Thayer Bobcat fan. And Sean, get you feeling better. We need you back out here in the stands, hopefully by next week over at Lewis Bosman when the Thayer Bobcats will take on the Mountain Grove Panthers. All right, we need to wrap it up here. First, we have to name the OMC Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. We'll do that in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back after the ball game. Time for us to name the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. And there is not even any discussion here in the booth tonight. Jackson Willison, the junior tailback for the Thayer Bobcats, 166 yards on 25 carries and 4 touchdowns. Jackson Willison is your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, again, folks, the game tonight, 34-13, Thayer Bobcats scored 3 late touchdowns and beat St. Pius the 10th here at St. Pius High School in Festus, Missouri. All right, hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Next week, Thayer Bobcats will be back at Lewis Bosman Field. It'll be homecoming.
There we go.
And the Mountain Grove Panthers are going to be in town. Homecoming parade next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The game at 7. They'll have the crowning of the homecoming queen prior to the ball game. So get out and enjoy homecoming for 2020 next Friday night over at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Our game tonight has been brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Now, Cecil, your agent is there. Cruz Livestock, LLC. Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. The Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer. Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedics in West Plains. Southern Bank, the Thayer PCN. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains. Allen Supported Living in Thayer. The Car Doctor 2. FNBC Community Bankers, along with Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. Thayer Dental Care. And remember, Bobcats score 5 touchdowns tonight. That's another $250 for the kids of St. Jude. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. Also bring you the game tonight, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Oregon County Cars in Thayer. The Simmons Bank in Mammoth Freight. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Knott's Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains. Hurst Street and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains. And Ozarka College of Melbourne, Ashland, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View. For Mike Robertson back in the studio, Statman Mike, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the ECOM Sports Network.